other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 14th day, my friends, the 14th day of February 2005, Valentine's Day. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. The worst fire in Madrid's history, a 32-story skyscraper burned for 2 days and did not collapse. It burned from about the 22nd floor up to the top and burned below that as well, exposing about half the building completely to the outside atmosphere. That is, it was just a burned-out shell over about half the building. But still, the building didn't collapse. And I sat there watching the news, reading the news reports, as they talked about the imminent collapse, why it happened at the World Trade Centers, it happened at Building 7. It's going to collapse, 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 collapse. And then when it didn't collapse, they said, well, part of it collapsed. Well, yes, up at the top, some of the small supports in the ceilings, the sheetrock, you know, some of the floors fell in with all of their office equipment, but none of the major support beams. Because a modern steel building has never collapsed from fire. Not in Caracas 4 or 5 months ago. Not in Madrid over the weekend. Never. These suckers can burn for a week. And if it's a really hot fire like this one was, I mean, orange flames blasting out. You saw it on television, most of you. Blasting out, you know, 100 feet. Then maybe a few supports begin to sag. Smaller supports that don't support the structure, that just support the walls. And that's what happened. But on September 11th, Building 7 has some small fires in it, and it collapses perfectly after just a few hours. It's magical. So we'll talk about that a little bit today. Of course, it's not magical. Larry Silverstein says that they blew up Building 7, and everybody just ignores it. Two new patients may hold clues to potent new HIV virus that supposedly causes AIDS strain in New York City. This is a pretty scary report. We'll be getting into that also here in about 25 minutes. We have the mother of a 13-year-old at Britton Elementary School, which is now requiring students to wear radio frequency identification around their necks at all times. Then we have another mother coming on in the next hour, Cindy Sheehan, who lost her son in Iraq, and we'll get her perspective on what it's like to lose a loved one in this war and kind of review what's happened. Also, Bush likes to kiss his nominees on the lips, Rice and several others. Well, now he's taken to kissing men as well. Kind of slipping up. That's for Bohemian Grove, Bush. That's not for in public. But just kissing Lieberman on the cheek, that's all. And, you know, this was pointed out, and now he wants Lieberman. The Washington Post is saying Lieberman may replace in the next 6 months to the next year Lord Rumsfeld at the Defense Department. So we'll talk about that. And Russia and China are spying on the U.S. at a record level. And it turns out that the former Russian spy chief knew of West germ war secrets and says that they have people in the heart of the U.S. germ warfare labs right now. And also, report details U.S. spy flights over Iran. CNN's been caught putting out doctored photos, as usual. And just so much more. It is all coming up. Brain-damaged woman talks after 20 years being in a coma. There's discussions of UN troops taking over the U.S. and Iraq. It's all coming up, so stay with us. We'll be back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Hi, I'm Ron. I'm taking collagenate from Thin and Vigor, and I have taken 20 pounds off and 6 inches off my waist. It works.
I've gone down 35 pounds, and I've got energy and vitality that I never dreamed that I would ever have again. I'm going to be 51 years old, and I feel as good as I did when I was 35, and I look that good, too.
That's great.
You can lose weight, too. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants. Our track record is proof that Vim and Vigor's collagenate really works. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN.
And get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. 1-800-622-8446. That's 1-800-622-8446. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. Now into the second segment, 8 minutes, 30 seconds into the first hour. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Coming up here in about 20 minutes, we'll be talking to a mother who's fighting back at the local elementary school where they're making the children wear RFID tracker badges around their necks. Then, of course, in the next hour, Cindy Sheehan, who lost her son in Iraq, and in the third hour, mothers against the draft. And if you don't think a draft isn't coming, folks, the draft's already here for people who are already in the military and already served their time. So three guests today, but I'm going to have each guest on about 15, 20 minutes. That way we'll have time to cover other news items and take your calls. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Well, it's being reported on how Bush was photographed kissing, that's right, kissing good old Joseph Lieberman, the guy who he ran against in that staged election in 2000. Now, obviously, he's not as close to Lieberman as he is to Kerry. I mean, these guys were hatched in the same coffin, the same little order of death incubator there at the Satanic Palace in New Haven, Connecticut. But this kissing This kissing of his female nominees now is spreading to men, I guess. And here's the headline out of the Washington Post. A newly meaningful relationship. Romance is in the air today across the land on Valentine's. But in Washington, the buzz continues about the kiss. No, not Gustav Klimt's famous painting. It's the big fat one, an exuberant bush planted on Senator Joseph Lieberman's right cheek as he waddled, I added that, waded through the Capitol crowd after the State of the Union a couple weeks ago. And then it goes into inside information the Washington Post has that it looks like Rumsfeld's going to be leaving in the next 6 months to a year. We heard that, of course, a few months ago when Bush was replacing other people in his cabinet. And then it looks like it'll be Lord Lieberman. Lord Lieberman, who, like Bush, is for gun control and open borders and UNESCO, he's also for the war, for attacking Syria, Iran, everybody else. And Lieberman is just a real piece of work, and he'll have a nice Democrat up there as the war hawk over the Department of Defense. So very interesting. But it is an interesting question. You know, that's very European to be smacking people on the cheek. Downright Trotskyite, if you ask me. But kissing women on the lips, I haven't really talked about this much, but this weekend I was going back over some news articles and just kept noticing all the women he kisses on the lips on TV. And, you know, it's kind of unusual. In fact, it's very bizarre, and I don't want to, you know, today the big headline isn't that a new AIDS strain has popped up, or HIV strain. It isn't that we're on the verge of war with Iran and others. It's that Chris Rock may not be the presenter or sergeant-at-arms, master of ceremonies, you know, MC at the Academy Awards, something I don't watch, folks. I don't watch much TV to begin with. Because he's been out bad-mouthing the Academy Awards while he's at it. That is top headline around the country. And, of course, below that is Michael Jackson. You've got to wade through all of this to get into any real news. And talking about Bush kissing everybody is kind of akin to that, but it's still interesting, is it not? It's pretty weird. Of course, the reports are that Bush and Rice are very good friends, very close friends. It's been in a lot of non-tabloid publications that they are, let's just say, they know each other very well, as some would put it. But now the smacking and squeezing on men fits in with what the MO we've heard, well, the Bohemian Grove. They like to bus in the, quote, top gay porn stars to, quote, New York Post headline, service them. But I'm sure the kissing isn't that. I'm sure it's just friendliness by one of the chief Democrats. And Lord Bush. Now, continuing, speaking of defense secretaries, this is Der Spiegel. German prosecutor won't pursue Rumsfeld case. Germany's federal prosecutor says the allegations that the United States Defense Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and other top Washington brass were responsible for Abu Ghraib must be investigated in the U.S., not under German war crimes laws. The decision deals a blow to an American group that had brought the case, but it could ease German-American tensions. For more than 2 months, a legal petition to investigate the United States Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld on war crimes charges connected to the Abu Ghraib torture scandal, threatened to further strain relationships between Berlin and Washington, where diplomats had been working overtime to patch up relations. Lately, the case made headlines again in recent weeks in the run-up to an annual security conference in Munich because Rumsfeld had threatened to sit out the meeting if the petition against him wasn't dropped. Yeah, because he'd be arrested if he went to Germany. There was a potential of that if he went to Deutschland. Shifting gears now, talking about the Madrid fires. I could spend an hour on this, but we just don't have time to do it. You're welcome to call in and talk about it later if you want. Massive blaze destroys Madrid high-rise. This out of the L.A. Times. Other headlines are similar. Biggest fire in Madrid history. Here's another headline out of El País, big newspaper in Madrid. The worst fire in Madrid's history ravages 32-story skyscraper. And it burned for several days, starting up, of course, Saturday. Firefighters struggled for nearly 24 hours before controlling. They did nothing. One of Madrid's worst blazes, which reduced a 32-story office building to a blackened hulk of twisted wreckage. Very deceptive language there. Thick smoke and temperatures up to nearly 1,500 degrees Fahrenheit prevented firefighters from entering the Windsor building until late Sunday. So it burned from Saturday evening through Sunday afternoon before they could even get up against it. The fire, which slightly injured seven people, erupted Saturday night. Though badly damaged, the tower didn't collapse. Let me read that again. Though badly damaged, the tower didn't collapse. And what they do is they focus up at the top of the tower and show a few sagging, beams, the smaller beams that are in the roof, not the big support beams, and go, look at what the fire did to that metal. Yes, right up at the top, white hot flames. I mean, it was a hot fire. Got a good fluke going from down in the midsections right up to the top, blasting out, 50 and 100-foot flames shooting out. White flames shooting out for over 24 hours before the firefighters could even get near it. Blasting out and then burning itself out, and they spray some water on it and go, look, we saved it. Now you look at the Building 7 fires, small red fires, black smoke, and about eight floors, burned for about 7 hours, magically, suddenly a main support beam with the classical controlled demolition paradigm signature implodes. The whole thing falls in on itself in a nice little neat pile. And we have video of blast going off from the bottom up right before it falls. Boom, 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 boom. Then, of course, you have the other two towers with people standing in the holes, standing in, waving for help. People standing there for 20 minutes, waving, in the supposed hottest parts of the building. And, again, even if it was burning hot earlier, which it wasn't, when the planes first hit and the jet fuel burned itself out, steel then cools. So then the building's cool. The firefighters are reporting that the fires are almost out, and they've knocked them down to just two small fires in the North Tower. Then suddenly it collapses. The hottest area, people standing there, standing in the windows, standing in the hole, and it just magically collapses. Okay, fine, we'll buy that. But it didn't happen, it's a fraud, there were bombs, but let's just give that to them. No plane hit Building 7. It's in another area, a whole other block. Buildings right up against the towers who were hit by the falling buildings didn't burn down, didn't collapse. But magically, this one does. If your building was owned by Silverstein, it was marked for this total destruction. But here it is yet again. We had Caracas late last year. Huge building. 60-something stories. Fire shooting out for, 10, 11 hours? Huge white flames, 20, 30 feet long, just blasting out. White flames. White flames. That means it's hot. It goes red, orange, yellow, white, and then blue. The next hottest is white. And I've got some video of the tower, the one over the weekend, and I said white. I mean, there were even some blue tips on them. So we've got white-blue flame shooting out 50 to 100 feet over the weekend on this baby. Again, in Caracas, 20 to 30 feet. And didn't collapse. But, man, I noticed right after it caught on fire, collapse, collapse, collapse. Why it should collapse. Why buildings collapse now. That's just the new science. But it didn't collapse, did it? And it wasn't even as sturdily built as the towers or Building 7. All right, I got just a bunch of other news about this new AIDS variety. when we get back.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympics, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock? This is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, your free sample at lifewavepromotions.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The un-American, anti-gun, anti-border, anti-family, pro-abortion neocons have been saying, seize anybody that reports on our military activities and execute them. Tony Blakely, one of the editors of the Washington Times, called for Seymour Hersh to be seized and executed by the government a few weeks ago. And many others, of course, call for it as well. Well, that's interesting then, because the Voice of America and ABC News first broke it about U.S. spy planes, spy drones flying all over Iran right now. And so I guess, is Tony Blakely going to call for the people at ABC News I mean, this is all being put out by the Defense Department as provocation. I mean, look, CNN, ABC, at the top, folks, they're steered by the Defense Department. In fact, that came out, what, 4 years ago in WorldNet Daily and the Washington Post, of all places, that CNN had hundreds of members of Army Psychological Warfare Division in there overseeing everything. You know, again, they play the fake left and Fox plays the fake right. And they don't have to have everybody that works for them being an agent. They just hire people that have their same mindset. It's got a few agents at the top. I'm sure you now know about how they pay off a lot of people, reporters, and you know how there's people in the White House at press briefings who have fake names and really work for the White House. By the time it gets spun on Fox News, I haven't watched them this weekend, it's, well, this guy's bad. This is bad security. He had a fake name. Well, yeah, because the White House told him to do it. I mean, it's just, that's admitted. It's just amazing spin. Well, the latest thing is CNN nuke plant photos identical for both Iran and North Korea. And they have the CNN article right here. It says an aerial photo of North Korea's Pyongyang nuclear plant outside of Pyongyang. And then in another article from a week ago, it says here is an aerial photo of Iran's nuclear facility. And it's the same photo. It's the kind of stuff they do, folks. Back during the war, or right before the war, look, we found their bioweapons lab, of course, in Kurdish-controlled Iraq, which was one thing. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Saddam doesn't even control that area of the country, even if this is true. And then it turned out the BBC sent reporters there to it, and it was a bakery. A bakery. But, oh, look, it's a smokestack, a little stack on a building. It's a bioweapons lab. And it's got to be 50 times if it wasn't 100. It was over 50. Every week after the invasion, we found sarin shells, and they show them on the news. Then it turned out, oh, those weren't sarin shells. That'd be in the back of the paper. And I still have arguments with people who believe they found weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, folks. Of course, they can't find Iraq on a map, but they can tell me how gun control is conservative. I mean, they are that stupid or that dumbed down. I mean, I shouldn't call them stupid because they know all the football and baseball scores. And they know how to, I guess, go to cocktail parties and regurgitate what they heard on the McLaughlin group. And literally, folks who think they're intellectual will, like, repeat what they heard some other regurgitator say. And that's the same thing with the globalists vomited out from the think tanks, and then the top pundits vomit that out, and then local top pundits vomit that out, and then local ne'er-do-wells who follow that, kind of the camp followers, they regurgitate it. There's a process of regurgitation. Only way to describe it, folks, down the line. But you can read this story at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can read all about CNN's nuke plant photos identical for both Iran and North Korea. But so what? I mean, being lied to is good. You know, that's freedom. As long as I feel like I'm part of the system, as long as I feel like I'm powerful. A published report says the United States has been flying drones over Iran for almost a year, looking for evidence of nuclear weapons programs and detected weaknesses in the air defenses. There's no reason to fly drones over. They've given up their sovereignty. They've had thousands of UN inspectors in there for what? 5 years? The inspectors that we've interviewed on this program have said no one is more open. I mean, they let you go anywhere. I want to go into that facility. I want to check everything. I want to... It's not like you hide this stuff under a rose bush either, even though they tried to tell us that earlier. Remember that in Iraq? Look, a nuclear weapons plant buried under a rose bush. So it's pretty sick, folks. But that's what we're facing there. Really scary new super strain of resistant AIDS virus or HIV virus, the virus that they tell us causes AIDS, which is a very race-specific thing, by the way. Two new patients may hold clues to potent HIV. And they do have cures, by the way. When people start shooting their mouths off like Magic Johnson about how there's a cure, suddenly they give him the cure and then he shuts up. Same thing with Tommy Morrison and others. But that's just some of what's coming up, folks. So we'll talk about this new age virus later. We got some parents coming on who are fighting Big Brother. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey, JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? I mean, who doesn't? Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and it will destroy the odor-causing bacteria so effectively, you may never have to wear deodorant again. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. No BO does not contain any chemicals, preservatives, or petroleum-based product. In addition, it doesn't have any aluminum. Try it. Go ahead. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Give them a call at 1-888-881-NO-BO or go to no-bo.com. Call 888-881-NO-BO or visit no-bo.com.
All right, 33 minutes, 12 seconds into this first hour. We're going to be talking to the father of a elementary school student. They're having to wear RFID tags in Sutter, California. And a big national fight is brewing over this because this is going in all over the country. We'll be talking about how your children are being trained to be little slaves, and I even have the federal documents, coming up here in just a minute or two. And the valiant fight of real American patriots like Jeffrey Tatro. But before we do that, please listen carefully, folks. Attention, attention, attention. We need to wake people up about the growing police state. That's why I have made three professionally produced documentary films, Police State 2000, Police State 2 The Takeover, and Police State 3 Total Enslavement. They are absolute must-sees. From urban warfare training drills in South Texas, police chiefs talking about how the military tried to bribe them, the FEMA camps, all of it. That's in my first film. It's an unbelievable video. Everybody's got to have it. Police State 2, The Takeover, shows how the feds hire provocateurs in places like Seattle and D.C. to cause riots, to then go after the peaceful protesters and put them in a FEMA camp. That's a government drug dealing, you name it. There's just too much in the film to describe. Police State 3, Total Enslavement, is probably my most scholarly work, 2 hours, 44 minutes long, who the neocons are, what the New World Order is, the false left-right paradigm. I just, you got to see it. They're $25.95 a piece, $20 or $19.95 a piece if you order three or more of any of the 11 films I've made. That's an $18 discount on the three-tape special, a $24 discount on the four-tape special. Of course, I'm offering a special on my 9/11 film, my preeminent 9/11 film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, almost 3 hours long, the history of state-sponsored terrorism. Then it goes right through from Nero through Hitler to the Northwoods document to the first World Trade Center bombing to Oklahoma City to 9/11 to the unfolding police state. One copy for $24.95, each additional for $5.95, so you can get four or five copies and give them as gifts and support this broadcast in the process. My newest film, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 04, gets into how Kerry was going to throw the election. We can talk about that in the film before it even was an election. And details Skull and Bones and how they have the exact same policies, just different rhetoric. It's a really important film to wake up conservatives and liberals to become constitutionalists. And one copy of that, $19.95, each additional copy, $5.95. And I am going to close this special out very soon. I've been extending it and extending it so folks can take advantage of it. Go to the website, Infowars.com, to order the films via the safe, secure online shopping cart to watch, in some cases, upwards of half the films for free, right there where you order them. Here, watch half of them for free. See if you want it. It's all there at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or call toll-free. You can ask about the specials when you call if you're not sure of what you want to order. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We've got a bunch of other great books and videos and books on tape that we carry by other great researchers and authors at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. And then, of course, you can watch them all online, 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv. Just go check it out. Now, I appreciate him holding. We're joined by Jeffrey Tatrobe from Sutter, California, a little bit north of Arnold's base camp, Sacramento. And from there in the Gruppenfuhrer's new homeland in the Austrian Reich base is Jeffrey Tatrobe. Jeffrey, good to have you on with us, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
For those that didn't hear my Friday show where I read part of the article, the Sacramento Bee, just fill us in on what's happening, why you're against it, and what you're doing to fight it.
Basically, how it all started was the superintendent slash principal of Britton Elementary School, in conjunction with a local-based corporation, established the issuance of student body ID cards that were now required to be worn around the neck of each and every student, in addition to RFID technology chips that were attached to the back of these ID card holders, all of this worn around the students' necks. That's how it basically got started. It was initially implemented on a limited basis this past summer during the summer school session, which, out of a school of almost 600, there was a very small handful of these students actively participating. They weren't allowed to take the chips or the badges home, so therefore a lot of parents didn't know what was going on until about the middle of January. All of a sudden, the 7th and 8th grade students were coming home with these badges, being told, you must wear these are not an option, and if anything happens to them or you fail to comply, there's going to be punishment levied against you. That got an awful lot of parents upset from the standpoint of, now we're being told we have to do something when we had no input, as well as we did not know what this technology was on the back of these badges.
Let me just stop you there and fill folks in for a second. In almost every school district in the nation, they target the children. And again, this is a conglomerate of the elementary with the middle school. It's called an elementary school, Britton Elementary School. But to fill people in, all over the country, from about age 10, 9 to 12, this is where they introduce everything. Thousands of school districts, you have to thumb scan to get school lunches, no cash allowed, training them for the cashless society control grid. We have the federal plans, we've covered it here, where they say we're going to train the kids to accept this technology, then in the future as a generation, all Americans will have to do this. We've had the federal experts on. We've read the documents. They also, coast to coast, in almost every elementary school, make the children, now understand, by the seventh grade, write essays on their parents. It's called a journal that's put into a computer, quote, so they can check for plagiarism. But really, that's cross-indexed, put into federal databanks. I have mainstream news. I just want to fill folks in on the full magnitude of this. Thousands of school districts have a BATF federal program where they pay a local sheriff's deputy to be in the schools, a semester class, quote, law enforcement class, where they literally ask the kids about their parents, what's in the medicine cabinet, train them how to be good little tattletales. This is the same stuff they have in Russia for the last 60 years, still going on under Putin. This is, folks, this is total totalitarianism. And now with the RFIDs, Walmart and the Defense Department 2 years ago told all manufacturers in the world that supply them, you must have RFID by 05 or we're not going to buy your products. Now, that's behind schedule. We're protesting it. We're fighting it. We have the federal documents, industry documents from the major Chicago RFID Expo last year where they show the map. That is a PowerPoint presentation from the manufacturer to the warehouse to the store to your home to the trash trucks that will scan your trash can when they pull up. To see what you've bought and done, that's with the new sales tax coming out. They'll know if you're cheating and getting somebody else to buy stuff for you who's in a lower sales tax bracket. I'm just trying to give folks the full grid plan here with these radio frequency identification devices, which they also make prisoners now wear around their necks. So they're training the children how to be prisoners. Please continue.
Well, I'm glad to hear that viewpoint coming from somebody else who is not directly affiliated with this elementary school or our community. That is one of our main concerns. Aside from the fact
I have the documents. I mean, just so you know, if you want these, I'll send them to you. This is all mainstream.
That might be very beneficial to us. That is one of the messages that we are trying to get out to some of the parents here locally, as well as the administration, is that this is just the tip of the iceberg. If society allows our children to be tagged and tracked in this manner, then it's going to grow. Look at what's happened to cell phones in the last 20 years. They've gone from the size of a suitcase down to something so small that you can put it in your pocket.
Well, by law, all cell phones starting October 1st, 2001, have a tracker chip in them that's satellite triangulated off the cell towers down to 15 feet.
Exactly. But our contention with that is, in order for somebody, something, to locate that phone legitimately, they have to have a court order to access your phone records. But as this technology progresses, it's going to become easier and easier to get their hands on these RFID.
Well, no, you're right. And see, they argue, well, stuff's already so bad. We already know your identity, so why don't you just put up with it? That's like saying, if I've got a broken arm and I go to the doctor, he goes, let's not fix your arm. In fact, let's just break the other one.
That's one way of looking at it. This technology does have a benefit, and we're not total technophobes here.
But it's how this is being implemented system-wide, sir.
Exactly.
RFID, by its very nature, by the way they're laying down the infrastructure, is to shift off the barcode. Everything will have an RFID.
Exactly.
In fact, they just passed the national ID card out of the House last week with an RFID chip in it.
Right. Yeah, that's some of the information that's starting to come our way. As our concerns go out and we get the message out, more and more people are contacting us with bits and pieces of information.
I'm looking at the Associated Press here in front of me.
Okay. All right.
I'm not trying to jump in and show off how much I know. I want you, who are instinctively aware of this, who I want to commend. Now, there's a case you ought to look at. There was a case with a barcode in Louisiana about 5 years ago, and one student refused. They kicked him out. Then dozens refused, then half of them refused, and they had to remove it. And so other schools have had to remove this stuff, and they know that if they can force you to do it, this is going to spread. Go ahead.
Exactly. And that's the crux of our message, is that we feel that no child should have to wear or be subjected to.
Well, they're doing this in rural areas or in Japan where there's no crime to speak of. They're doing it in Missouri. They're just announcing, here's your RFID tag, wear it around your neck, slave.
And what are we to do? Are we to just roll over and accept it? And if we're willing to accept that, I don't want to sound as though this is where it's going, but this, it has the potential that if we accept it now, 15, 20 years from now, infants, as soon as they're born in a hospital or before they're discharged from the hospital, we're going to be implanting this technology into them.
You didn't know that by 1998 they would put a temporary chip in the umbilical cord stub at a major Virginia, this was in Time magazine, it was in the Future of Money issue back in the late 90s, they were already putting a chip in the umbilical cord.
No, that information hasn't come our way.
Yeah. Let me tell you more. They're openly, there was an article out of the Indianapolis paper last week saying there's discussions of making anyone that goes in the hospital take a chip under the skin, quote, temporarily.
Now, taking something under the skin is one thing. We know that hospitals occasionally from time to time lose patients. They get misplaced.
That's their excuse.
But, okay, fine. Put a band. You know, when you go into a hospital, you get a band put around your wrist that identifies you.
We really need to put this in you, sir.
No, it does not need to be implanted in us.
Now, see, you're not normal. Once you have it, you're going to feel much better. Why don't you just join us?
Well, there is one thing that we have brought up in a limited capacity, because sometimes it gets misrepresented or misused, but that is, look towards the back of the Bible. There's a section in Revelation.
No, I mean, certainly, this is scary stuff, but how did the school respond? Tell us what you said to the school and what developed.
Well, our initial response was to go and talk to the administration and voice our concerns. We saw that was not productive. So therefore, we as parents issued a letter of complaint against the board and the administration who authorized this test to take place.
And this tracks your kids wherever they go around the school and makes a record. So what happened next?
Well, the complaint letter was met with a letter from the school's attorney instructing us basically that if our child did not participate in this test, that they would be disciplined. And we opted to see just what would happen. So we told our daughter and we told the school, she's not wearing it. She's not taking it to school. And there's just no two ways about it.
She's not wearing the collar around her neck or the ring in her nose.
No, she's not wearing anything that can track her. We have told her as parents that the school student body card is to be kept in your purse. And if for any reason a staff member or administrative member at the school does not recognize you and they ask for identification to make sure.
But see how they're kind of winning the war like that, though. You know, so then you still, I mean, most schools already have these cards. They can still read it through the purse. But, okay, so you're trying to even be, quote, reasonable with them. What happened?
Basically, the school started to back off a little bit. So far, our children who have been told not to wear the tags have not suffered any disciplinary action. There was a board meeting last week, Tuesday night, and at that board meeting it came out that no child would be disciplined if they failed to wear the tag.
But think what America's come to. I mean, we're actually now, it's the kids that have the tags and the kids that don't. And sir, you need to get rid of those tags, period. I mean, if they want to have, which is bad enough, some little, ID card that they make where they take a little picture of you and they put it in a little filament, you know, like they did started 10 years ago, and so you can, you know, I'm in the student body, or visitors have to have it. I mean, that's ridiculous. We don't even need that, but that's one thing. But barcodes, tracker chips, you need to get rid of it, period, sir.
Exactly, and that's what we are working towards. So far, the school has not come out and said, all right, the board has not made a final decision.
Now, you said a corporation was involved in this. Who's that?
It's a local startup corporation that, from what we've been able to find out, was started a year ago March. A local businessman who is versed in marketing and sales and promoting was connected with two staff members at our local high school, even though this is a small town.
Whose RFID is this?
Who manufactures it?
Yes.
That we don't know yet.
I think you'll probably, this is just a, normally it is. I think if you really research, you might find IBM involved.
Okay.
Because they're really pushing the RFID. and the whole grid that's going in, and we've caught them in other areas around the country pushing it.
Okay. We've been afforded the opportunity to take a look at these chips, because when my daughter initially came home and said, look at what I have to wear, I feel like I'm a piece of grocery, I'm a piece of commodity, on the back of this tag that she's wearing is this big lump, about the size of a roll of dimes. Could not see what it was, couldn't feel what it was. She tells us it's a tracking device.
That's a powerful chip if it's that big.
Well, the explanation they gave to us was, once we finally met with corporate representatives and the technology end of it, once we got to see what it was, it's a thin piece of hard paper or like cardboard type material with two chips and a series of antennas interwoven in it. The reason it looks so big is that it's in a half-inch diameter plastic tube, and the explanation there was, well, it has to be kept away from the body because the moisture content interferes with the scanning capabilities.
Yeah, no, that's a chip that big, sir, can normally be read from upwards of 100 feet. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Mothers Against the Draft. I got a bunch of news. We'll talk about this new HIV strain popping up in New York. More fake intelligence being put out by CNN and others to demonize Iran. That's all coming up. We're joined by Jeffrey Tatrobe, and his daughter is at this elementary school in Sutter, California. And folks, they passed it. They passed the first national ID card law to federally standardize a driver's license. They give federal control over that at the state level last year in December. Now they've passed it in the House to put face scanning, thumb scanning, RFID chips in it by law. and to merge that for a Pan-American Union. We had the congressman's office on, Ron Paul's office on last week to talk about that. It's in mainstream news. So you as adults, forget 10, 15 years from now, it's already coming. And then it meshes with the readers that are already going in these grocery stores and these smart shelving, these more powerful readers can read this from a distance. A double chip array with larger antenna array, something the size of a grain of sand can be read from a couple of feet. Something as large as what the father was just talking about can be read from hundreds of feet, according to industry documents. Please continue, Jeffrey, with any other comments you have about this.
Well, one of the main messages that we want to get out about this, and you have already touched on it, and that is the fact that once these chips become accepted and once the technology starts to become more readily accessible, anybody with a chip reader, and these things are as small as a handheld device for taking inventory control in warehouses, anybody with a chip reader can scan any chip and withdraw whatever information is on that chip. If it's on your driver's license,
they can also make clone chips very easily, or take other existing chips, reprogram them with your code, frame you. It's big problems, folks. And imagine governmental Big Brother control of this.
Exactly, and that's it's bad enough right now that parents have to constantly watch and monitor their kids and make sure that they're safe. We've got predators out there lurking around every corner. All it's going to take is for one of these.
Why not just take the chip and then everything will be all right?
Yeah, exactly. Just roll over and accept it. Well, I as an adult understand that I can willingly give up some of my privacy. If I buy a cell phone and I know that it's got a tracking device in it, I willingly accept that. This is being forced on our children who we have been told do not have the same civil rights and the same civil liberties that adults do.
Now Dr. Phil says that the government really owns our children and the parent. I mean, that's just a fraud. And let me just add something to this because you're bringing all this up. Take the cell phone thing. You should have a choice, and now through federal funds, they're putting in tracking systems in Green Bay, L.A., where they can live time type in your name, and it automatically shows them where you're at. You know, first it was in case you're, incapacitated, and you called, and help me, I'm stuck, I don't know where I am. You know, then they can find you, but now they're saying, oh, no, we're going to use this to track you and follow you and keep, even tax you by how fast you're driving. Why, the cell phone from this reader tower to that reader tower shows you were driving too fast. I mean, this is a nightmare control system, sir.
Exactly. Well, that was how it was initially sold to us, was that this was going to make our children safer and more secure, that in the event of an emergency, this device would be able to pinpoint their location within the school grounds. Well, that's only if they're wearing the thing around their tag. Kids as well as I do, they get to playing with something, jerking on something, they're going to leave it behind. Now, all of a sudden, they think little Johnny's in the middle of this burning building when, in fact, he's standing out in the playground with the rest of his friends watching the place go to the ground. There's problems with
it. Well, industry's saying they want to make all employees that go in buildings wear RFID chips, and 5 years ago they bragged about to go to Michael Dell's house, even guests and friends, you have to wear a little tag with an RFID in it.
But as adults, we have a choice there. If I go,
yeah,
to work,
I'm not going to Michael Dell's house, and I'm not taking his little Nazi number.
Exactly. We have had several comments. Well, I have to wear a badge when I go to work in order to get through doorways and whatnot. Well, that's a condition of your employment. If you choose not to accept that condition,
exactly. I tell you what, we're going into the next hour. Just stay with us a few more minutes. We'll be back, folks.